This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, alongside...
Frida Liu.
And Christine Wong.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be. This is from Maggie Best, who says she was burnt badly in the younger days to use a credit card. One must be extremely disciplined and never pay the minimum repayment portion. Only that's the first step to a financial quagmire. Banks do business no matter what anyone says. Banks are not charitable organizations, nor your bottomless source of pocket money.
Very true.
Very true.
Very true.
That's via WhatsApp. We have some tweets as well.
We got a tweet here from @thatsmyfullname, who actually messages BizBytes quite a lot. So hello. And they say, not a youth here, but I've never had a credit card debt because I pay up in full every month. I do not see the point of giving banks free money. Mm. When I accidentally missed 1 month's payment, I was shocked at how much I had to pay in interest, and I've never used it as a loan to myself. If I can't pay back or I don't have enough savings to pay for what I want, I just don't spend. And I think that is one big thing, is that a lot of people don't even understand the concept of like interest and the fact that that's attached to the loan. You know, they assume that they can just pay it back, but it gets worse and worse the more that you spend. So that's a really good point there.
You don't need to get the latest phone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But if you obviously, if you do want to get some advice, you can of course listen to one of our shows. It's called Ring It and Sense.
Yes.
You know, have a listen to that. There's a few people on there that might get some advice for that.
I believe it's on 9:30 on Monday.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing is, as well, right? If you, I've never used it as a loan to myself. I think sometimes people caught in that situation and they think it is a loan, and that the credit card is not a tool for a loan. If you need to, I mean, get a loan.
Right.
Because the interest charges are just different.
Yep, that's true. Like I said, my old credit card had a 30% interest rate on it, which was diabolical. Ooh. And the reason it was 30% interest rate is because it was one of those credit card companies that came into university and threw them out at people that way. And everybody kind of went, yes, I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
There you go. Right, let's move on to story number three. This is really interesting. So, this is just a few days ago, Saturday night, 8 p.m., schools across China ordered their pupils to sit down in front of the television at 8 p.m., only for them to be subjected to a lengthy series of commercials. So notices were sent to pupils and their parents, instructing them to watch a government-made program called The First Lesson before school classes resumed on Monday. But thanks to China Central Television, which of course is the state broadcaster, they began with 12 minutes of advertising before the program actually started, which of course prompted an outcry from some of the parents. And here's the thing. This is a quote. "Please take your children to watch it on time," one primary school in Beijing told their told the parents, "and you must send a photo of the student watching the program and submit it to the online chat group." So thousands of parents use social media and news websites to complain about CCTV's non-stop commercials after schools had notified them that the public interest educational program made by the Ministry of Education would be broadcast at 8 p.m. sharp. Quote, "It has no credibility. The First Lesson has taught students that they do not need to keep time." This is a parent from Jiangsu who has said that. It shows that money is the most important thing first. The state broadcaster has since apologized. But the thing is, this First Lesson is supposed to be about, you know, going back to school and sorting yourselves out. They use that first 12 minutes to advertise online courses. This is how much your kids can achieve if you spend this amount of money. Jackie Chan was involved with the program and a whole bunch of other people.
Why?
Oh, Jackie. You know, it's this is the kind of thing, though. It made the program go over by 20 minutes, you know, and this is a state-broadcasted TV show.
So you know what this reminds me of is if any of y'all have read 1984, which is a book that gets more and more prophetic by the minute, sadly, this reminds me a lot about an element in the book called the 2 minutes hate. Which is basically a daily period in which the party members in the book have to watch a film depicting, you know, certain propaganda and things like that. This is what that reminds me of. I don't feel comfortable making that parallel, but that's what it reminds me of, right? And I find it completely ridiculous that the state can order children to sit down and watch like these government mandated programs.
It's Black Mirror versus what used to happen in the Soviet Union, all rolled into one. And knowing that we have this, what's it called, Sharp Eye program over in China right now.
Well, it is communist China.
They say it's, what was it, socialism with Chinese values. They don't call it communism anymore. So this is the thing. But the idea of forcing the kids to sit down and then getting the parents involved to make sure that they're doing this.
It's a dystopia. It really is.
I bet a lot of households in that night would have gone with, "Ni kai wan xiao a."
Right. We need to get back to what we're talking about. Folks, we've been talking to you about credit card debt, you know, how 47% of youths here in Malaysia are suffering some kind of credit card debt. And of course, it was Thursday, actually, Ringgit and Sense, I should mention, not Monday, as we first mentioned. If you get the chance, you get some advice on there, of course. There's a whole bunch of information on ways in which you can deal with your credit card debts if you're in that position.
And, of course, on our video, Roommate.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Also, follow that. That's available via our website. You can see it on YouTube as well, of course. Now, so if you've got any more messages regarding credit card debt, or if you've been involved in it, or you managed to get your way out of it, get in touch via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Get us on Twitter or an Insta story at BFM Radio. According to Voon Voon, he said there are many people living a modest lifestyle. I mean, they seldom buy things. They mostly eat at home. They understand that bad things to use the credit card. However, they're still in huge debts with credit cards at the end. I guess it could be because of too many unexpected expenses that they need to pay and they can't earn enough income. We have another one. Malaysia should start teaching about the bad debts at school education level. No point pondering on bad debt if the education system couldn't be streamlined. That's thanks to Iz.
Yes, for sure. I agree with that.
Agreed. Right. We're going to take a very short break then. And when we come back, we'll be on to our final story of the day. How can you tell if a bot is human or not?
Mm.
I rhymed, didn't I?
You did.
I'm a poet and I don't even know it.
Yeah.
Right. Very short break. Don't go anywhere.
Again.
Yes. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.